This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
This is the Bloody Marys on Joy 94.9, and we've come to my favourite segment of the week, apart from Lindsay Has Cooked, of course, my new fave.
Mm.
Are we ready for Scando, Scando, Scando News? Where Lindsay, because she's back, it has been me, humble brag, brings us news from the Scandinavian region of the world, and me and Greta just heckle her to death. Are you ready? Lins, take it away.
I am ready. I have missed this.
Oh, my gosh. What? I'm looking over at the table and she's got a map of the world open on her phone.
Maybe she doesn't know where the Scandinavian region is and hasn't this whole time.
That's not Australia. Unless she's looking at the map upside down and Tasmania has some new islands hanging off the bottom of it, that is not Australia.
I said Scandinavia, not Australia.
No, as in she's travelling on her phone. We've hijacked this. Let's start again.
Refresh. Lindsay, take it away.
I do have Scando news for you. It's not a transport story. It is an animal story about a fox. So an Arctic fox has broken the record for travelling from Norway to northern Canada. Now, bear with me. There are a couple of plot points in this story. So first I'll tell you...
the ocean.
First I'll tell you what I know and then I'll tell you what I don't know. Okay, so I got all of this news from... the ABC.
Hang on, what you don't know with regards to this story or are you actually going to go through everything you don't know? Because we finish at 9.
What I don't know in regards to this story.
13 minutes.
So this Arctic fox had a little GPS device attached to it.
You're allowed to say G-string. I just thought of the Russian spy whale and I was like, is this like that? So some scientists put a GPS device on this Arctic fox and tracked it as it travelled 3,500 kilometres. Sorry, but Greta's impersonation of an Arctic fox in a G-string is pretty up there and one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Right, our radio show needs to be visual from now on. I'm emailing Joy. Okay.
Sorry, so they put a GPS on it, tracked
it. Stop saying GPS.
Can't handle it. And the fox travelled 3,500 kilometres in 76 days. That's an average of 46 kilometres per day. A report said that it's the fastest movement rate ever recorded for this species, which is very exciting. It travelled 1.4 times faster than the previous record set by an adult male Arctic fox.
But how does it get to Canada?
Have a G-string on, you know? You just need that to really pep up your pace.
Okay, so...
more movement.
Okay, so
legs.
This is what I do know about the story, according to this article from the ABC.
Looking forward to the parts that you don't know.
Does Canada join... does all the ice link up? Am I having a brain moment?
Well, this is why I asked to push the Scando segment back, because
she doesn't know, she's been Googling.
About 15 minutes ago, I was struck by the thought, how did the fox get from Norway to Canada? Because those continents aren't connected.
Part.
No, I wasn't struck with thought 15 minutes ago. I was struck with it live.
I was not struck with it at all. I was too busy laughing at Greta's impersonation.
So that's why I have a map open on my phone. So the fox started in an island north of mainland Norway, which is...
Tasmania. They're Tasmania.
Yeah. And then there is the Greenland Sea.
Tasvigia. Is that offensive? Probs. Yeah,
there probably. Is a Greenland Sea in between this island and Greenland, and then more water in between Greenland and northern Canada. The article is not clear how the fox got over all of this water. It might have been ice sheets, as Greta suggested.
But that seems unlikely for an entire, like, strip of ocean.
Yes.
What?
So when I
call fake news, she's done it. She's brought in fake
when
news.
When I read, when I realised this, that there is water separating all of these places, it was too late to back out and find a new story. So that's why I'm sorry I had to bring you this half-informed story.
Lindsay, here's your task. Next week, get to the bottom of this story.
Okay.
Oh, she's going to do this. The Arctic Fox in a G-string 2.0.
Yeah.
Part 2.
Yep, and Katy Perry's going to do this. Next week?
Okay, I'll try.
Promise?
Yeah.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.